Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Wiggins! Oh! Wiggins!
I know why you're here. It's because you want to save money on Christmas.
That's the only reason to listen to this show.
When people tune into the Annie Fry Show, they're like, how do I save money on Christmas?
Some people are trying to save money when they go to Macy's. We're trying to save money for the country.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And when we talk, that's what we're doing.
Nice.
I could tell you were midstream and you didn't know whether to go back to shore where you came from or try to keep swimming.
Don't worry about it. I was on my horse. Sacrificed the horse.
No,
the horse went downstream.
I'm going to say this out loud.
You drowned.
No.
I'm going to say this out loud so it doesn't happen, but I need to sneeze. So at some point in time during this segment, it's mm-hmm. like it's like the word of the day. When I sneeze,
if you
call,
sneeze, I will not.
We call her six.
I will absolutely stop and point it out.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm going to try to not make it public.
This is called Ways to Cheap Out on Christmas. The first one.
This is called. Is this like a dissertation?
It can be.
We need a music bed or something on here?
No, not at all.
Can you do it as Ryan Shire Wigglesworth?
Nope. First one, cut back on your list. This seems like an obvious place to start.
Buy less.
Stop buying so much. This is from cheapism.com.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, yesterday's was too.
How much percentage of Christmas shopping you've done so far?
80.
Ethan?
I would say close to 80 as well.
Brad?
Probably like 20.
Brad has no idea because his wife does 20. It all.
No, I've shopped for my wife and that's it.
That's the only person I haven't shopped for.
Is it more difficult?
Yes, she has everything.
She has you.
Well, no, we didn't mean that. No, I was meaning more like she grew up spoiled.
Careful.
Whoa.
No, she.
I love my wife.
Yes, you do. You better say that at least three more times on the show. Have you noticed in your shopping that, like, good grief,
mm-hmm.
financially?
Yes.
I have definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's been like this for a couple years. So in a sense, I'm like, oh, here we are again.
I feel it worse this year than I've ever felt it before.
Really?
Yes.
Huh, I think I bought more throughout the year this year. That's always something I do, and that's actually on the list. Shop throughout the year because when
it's
you
very
see
helpful
things.
Now. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. You can shop throughout the rest of this year.
Mm-hmm.
That's one great piece of advice. When you see something throughout the year that you think, oh, somebody I know would love that, you just grab it and you just hang on to it. The hard part is hanging on to it for that long and remembering that you have it.
Amy?
Yep.
Says to Ethan that you should get your wife a puppy.
I would love this. She is actually the one that is anti-get a dog at this point.
Well, if you were Ryan, you'd get her a puppy and tell her it's for her, but it's really for you.
Yeah. Well,
is that
I don't
fair?
Think she would accept
no,
it.
No, because I actually am the one who's the most resistant to getting a puppy. I do. I would love the puppy
I'm speaking eventually. Like metaphorically that if you could get a gift and give it to somebody else, but really benefit the most from it yourself, it wouldn't stop you.
Oh, absolutely. My son's got a peanut allergy. He's getting a massive peanut butter cup for Christmas.
Because they're your fave?
Like, oh, man, I guess I could eat that.
Number, this is from Dad.
Yeah. You know what I have, right? The next one on the list, speaking of which, you could bring a massive peanut butter cup to this. Have a potluck. If you're hosting Christmas, and you don't have to make everything from scratch. You can ask people to make things and bring them over to your house. Do you guys do this?
We don't turn down when people offer to bring stuff. Mm-hmm.
Is that norm? Is this normal for? Because I feel like that's a pretty normal thing for Thanksgiving for people to bring something over.
Absolutely.
Is that normal for Christmas as well?
That's why I'm asking, because I don't know.
I think it really depends on tradition.
Depends on the family. One side of my family does sandwiches for Christmas, my grandma's side. It's always been a thing.
What kind of sandwiches?
Just like puts out a meat tray, cheese, and bread, and everybody makes sandwiches.
Oh, that's a beautiful thing right
there.
And
I don't know why I always loved that. It was like I didn't eat. Here's why. Because I put so much meat on those sandwiches that they were like the best sandwich I would eat all year. My wife's family, though, they do hors d'oeuvres and appetizers, which is also
what
very
kind
fun.
Of hors d'oeuvres?
Oh, calamari.
Can of peas.
Can of peas. Little Smokies.
Anything you want to say about your wife? Take Ethan off the hook here a little bit.
Oh, no, my
Don't
wife's
do
great.
It. She's the best.
Yeah, my wife's
speak
great.
Speak poorly about
she
your wife
not,
also?
Yeah, she did not grow up spoiled.
Wait
she
a
grew
second.
Up dirt poor.
Don't tell us like where you don't tell us where your wife is right now. But is your wife in a position to listen to the show?
Yes.
Does she?
Good question.
You don't know?
I don't think she does.
Okay. I'm gonna tell you what's really happening here. She is monitoring. This is what women would do. They don't want you to think that they're on here. They want you to speak freely.
Mm-hmm.
So she's gonna be monitoring.
Well, I tell her all the time that she grew up spoiled.
Yeah.
It's almost a running joke now.
Yeah. But so I'm just going to say,
if she is listening, it's definitely her recognizing the running joke is continuing.
My husband, well, the three of us are all married to teachers, mm-hmm. so we get away with a lot more when school's in session than
yes,
in the
we
summer.
Do.
We have to really straighten yep. it up. But they have prep periods. I have to look out for my best friend, Mrs. Wiggins, though, because she doesn't listen nor care.
She really doesn't listen to the show a whole lot. I think because she knows that I say things that are right on the line of acceptable.
She can't do anything
in front of our kids. Like they're borderline inappropriate all the time. And she's like, I don't know if I want to expose the kids to that.
Well, and she also can't do anything about it. So I would feel like I need to just pretend like I have nothing to do with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah. When you approach my wife and you say something you heard on the show, she's always like, oh, really?
Oh, anyway.
Okay. I remember that. Man, that happened at a marriage conference once, and that was weird. The next one is...
Seems like there's more so we could unpack
nowhere.
There.
Nope.
Stick around for the 2 o'clock hour, and once again, you'll see how much I prepared for the show.
Use newspaper for gift wrap. Now,
like Trump won. You know, it's not lost on me that the St. Louis Post-Dispatch just stopped printing a bunch of paper copies.
Yeah, they did.
Very timely.
They did. The problem with this, as a cheap person myself, is that you still have to go buy a newspaper. And newspapers aren't real cheap to buy anymore.
Take them out of the trash.
Would you argue that you are a cheap connoisseur?
Yeah, I would.
Oh, yes, he is.
I'm not arguing it. It just is. here's the ultimate cop-out. If you want to save
money.
Before
you say this, have you done this?
I mean, everybody does this.
Oh.
It's just if you're going to use this as an excuse to save money.
Regift?
No. I just, saying this, I just want to spend time with people.
That's the most now, quality gift that I could
exactly.
be
saying. Exactly. If you say that out loud to the people around you in lieu of gifts...
Do you
achieved something I'm not capable of.
Do any of you miss your family? Like when you get to be our age and you're kind of the sandwich generation, you've got your parents, maybe still your grandparents, and you probably have kids in the mix as well. Do you negotiate among your peer group, the people who are your age, like here's what we should do or here's what we should not do, here's a budget. Like do you work out those terms or people just do what they do?
No, because I don't have enough people in my peer group that are doing that. I would, and I think...
Like siblings and stuff.
I guess it's just me and my brother. So I guess he and I do have that discussion.
Do you get gifts? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we do. So I guess we have that discussion.
Do you pre-qualify a budget, or do you just do what you do?
We kind of do what we do, but we also know what the budget is ahead of time. We don't speak it.
It's like unwritten?
It's kind of there. We know it already.
This is the code.
$15, yeah. $17?
For me, it's $15.
For him?
For him, it's about $75.
What do you guys do?
We negotiate.
Is it a hard negotiation?
No, not really.
We should hire Ryan to come negotiate for you.
We basically say this is what we're going to spend on your kids because we don't have kids of ourselves.
Not necessarily kids. Because
each other?
With each other.
For sure.
Do you give gifts?
My wife's brother and his wife, we make donations to charities in each other's names mm-hmm. is what we do. And we negotiate, we kind of talk about it. It's like, all right, we want to hit this dollar amount. So that's what we do.
I could save you that money. I could take your siblings into what I call the Christmas room. It's got one hot light. Get a negotiation going.
Sounds like
room.
The beginning of a crime.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Come
sentence.
Here, kiddo.
One light. Come on over
Merry
here.
Merry Christmas, little boy.
Seems like you've given a lot of money to charity and a lot of other people's names.
Do you have more tips?
Yeah.
Stay tuned for more. Let's talk to Tyrus and Jory Murdoch in the next hour. Don't go away.
Get more at 971talk.com.